Despite promises from Postbank, the Democratic Alliance has received reports that South African Social Security Agency beneficiaries are still struggling to access their social grants. And while the article in yesterday's Sunday Times and others the past 12 days highlight the depth of the crisis at the Postbank, it is of little comfort to the millions of South Africans reliant on it to pay their grants every month. That looters made off with 150 million rand, 18 million rand in just 5 days, is an indictment on the bank. These thieves not only stole money, they were playing loose and fast with millions of people's livelihoods. Through the establishment of a new Chapter 9 institution, the DA's Cyber Commissioner Bill will go a long way to strengthen and support cybersecurity in the country's state-owned enterprises. The institution will advise on, monitor, and establish cybersecurity capability in the public sector, as well as establish minimum standards and build cybersecurity capacity. After SASSA successfully migrated beneficiaries from CPS to the post office and other banks, we were carefully optimistic that the beneficiaries' troubles in accessing their grants would be at an end. But this has never been the case. Almost every month, another problem prohibited the easy payment of social grants. After 17 years, SASSA should have been an expert in assisting and paying grants beneficiaries. Instead, almost two decades of dealing with the country's poorest and most vulnerable has created no urgency with them to address the myriad of recurring problems. Nor has the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu's 2.4 million rand annual salary, bought her an ounce of compassion.